Travelodge is not even worthy of these new gens, man. Someone said, I'm not even going to bait man's name. Someone's, my man tried patting the thing the other day. Yeah, I was like, oh.
Nah, I'll be real though.
He like, hotel, she goes to like a Travelodge bait.
The new gens of women, yeah, they got like, there's bare like new opportunities for them now. Anyway. Yeah, they're getting bread anyway.
Yeah, they get bread easy. Bro, they dance on TikTok and become millionaires. They dance on TikTok and become millionaires. Trump blocked TikTok because of that. He said there's too many millionaires
if we're going to, let's bring it back in, yeah? We're talking about the dating scene and obviously
London.
Yeah. No, but you can swerve it off.
You can talk about London, but I promise you, when I went to uni in Portsmouth, bro, the same black girl was exactly the same in London, bro. It's just the mentality, bro. And you know what? If you don't want to be a random girl, stop going liquid and envy.
Fuck yeah.
You go to Astoria. You go somewhere, all these other tiger places. Mm. Bro, you attract what you want. So if you don't want to get the money diggers, don't go to money diggers event. This guy goes to Yardie dances. What do you expect?
Young dances are cheap, bro. What do you mean?
Yeah, but
what do you expect, though?
It's £80.
These Yardie man know how to stunt, bro.
G, you're walking around with a bottle. It doesn't matter how much
it's
it was.
Exactly. And you're walking around and you're feeding them.
Let me tell you something.
Feeding
the
baddest.
Exactly. G. You're feeding their ego and then you're expecting them to be humble about it.
G, when I go parties, I have a brethren, I got like, I step out of him, went uni with him, bro. This guy loves, like, every time I can tell you, like, clockwork, he'll be like, yo, DK, yo, what about, I'm looking at him like, no. No. Do you understand? I go out, I don't, like, it's not even like a purposely don't need a bottle thing. I just don't want to spend money on a bottle like that. I don't really drink like that. I have two doubles, I'm good. Do you understand? Bro, I don't fucking know. Bro.
The reason I say the bottle thing, because when man kind of goes out, the amount of money that I would probably spend on drinking. So I'm a drinker. I don't smoke. I don't do anything else. Yeah. My actual thing is drinking. So the amount of money that I would spend, on going out, I'm better off buying a bottle because drinks of what today are what? £16, £17 a double? Bro,
buying that bottle though?
Bro, when we went to your motive, the other day.
Why are you giving the
why
drink?
Why are you buying a bottle?
Why are you sharing your bottle with all these girls? No, and recording it as well.
I ain't
like
what
a baddie.
Are you talking about?
He likes it, man. He likes the life, innit?
Every time this guy goes out, how many times?
He loves it.
But I ain't done that in years.
Exactly.
Bro, you done it the other day, fam.
What do you mean I didn't?
No, but that's what you like. That's what you like. That's what you like to do, innit?
No, but what I'm trying to say is,
so you can't say black women this and that.
Because it's mandem as well.
When I went to your motive,
it's mandem as well. It's not about black women. It's mandem as well. And you're part of the mandem.
My point of buying bottles is, when I went to his motive the other day, the bottle was like fucking 350 or £4. We didn't buy it, by the way, before you might get onto me, But there was five of us, innit? I bought every man a drink, we done rounds, Bro, it was like a £10.
Every man in a drink done rounds.
Everyone that we went out with, we done rounds.
You could have got a bottle.
And this is what I'm trying to say. But realistically, thank you. But between five men, we should have just got two bottles because now I've done a round. My boy C done around, Sky done around, really done around, and it is a few around.
One bottle, five man.
Pause.
One bottle, five man's mad. That's what I'm saying.
Why for that?
And I know the bare man that go out, everyone's hogging that one bottle.
Everyone's taking that
feeding
one
feeding the 5,000.
Pause.
That's what I'm saying. That's why
I
see
doing that half a time. I'd rather be humble with my little double.
No, but that's what I'm saying, It works out better if you're with a unit. It works out better for you to buy a bottle because if you're going to spend so much money buying drinks, it's ridiculous. But let's take it back to cargo. Have you man ever been cargoes before?
No.
What? Cargo shortage before it got shut down?
No.
All right, cargoes, bro. Do you know how much a double Ray and Nephew was in that place, bruv? It was £18 for a double Ray and Nephew.
Oh, that's so expensive.
For Hennessy, it was like £19 or £20 or something like that.
I've never been the place.
But this is my whole point. One time I was there with me and my boy C. We were going back to back on drinks. You know, we ended up spending over £3.
Lie, why?
Bare pauses, bro. You don't know what you're talking. I talk about every man drinking, getting round.
Why for that?
I'm just saying, pause from the get-go.
Too much, man.
What the fuck does this got to do with fucking dating?
I'm just saying, I'm not talking about man. Because it's that 70 something pound.
I can't lie. That's lovely logic, yeah? Lovely soliloquy, innit? Yeah. But at the end of the day, you buy the bottle, yeah, and you're juicing these things.
Exactly.
Yeah. That see the bottle in your hand and say, yo, my man drives a Jag.
He just said, yeah, that's the bottles are too expensive, bro.
I told you,
But if you're buying your own bottle, but you're giving it to all the girls, and the girls are looking at you thinking, bro, he just bought a 350 pound bottle, but he's giving it to everyone.
And then you're juicing them in the party, and then the next day, you're like, what? She's asking me for food.
What?
I
just spent 350 on a
bottle. I'm hungry.
Fuck off, man. Bro, you can't be surprised, bro.
I've never met a girl. Come on, man. I've never bought a bottle, drawed a girl, and then the next day she's asking me for food. That's impossible. It's not happening. I've never been there. If you want to take it to that situation,
he's lying.
No, if you want to take it to the situation before, I was trying to pattern, but I've never done it. I can hands down say I've never bought a girl food. I've only bought my bread in girls.
You've never paid on a date.
A girl's never messaged me and said to me, babe, I'm hungry. Can you buy me food?
Forget that.
I've never done that.
I've taken girls out
and bought them food. I've taken my girl bredrins out and bought them food.
Wait. Did you say you've took your girlfriend's bredrins out and bought them?
No, I said my girlfriends, like my actual homies, isn't it?
Your homegirls?
Yeah, my homegirls.
What, a group of them?
No, not a group of them.
What, one-on-one?
How many
old
girls you got, blood?
Like four or five friends.
You've got three, four homegirls, yeah.
Yeah, but I go out with them individually sometimes. Like, bro, I'll hit up my brethren Nisha and be like, oh, yo, what are you saying? Come, we go for a munch. I ain't seen you.
Are you paying for food?
Yeah, but we're friends. Me and her have been friends for over 10 years.
But you don't want to buy food for a girl you're trying to do a thing with.
So how can I... Am I not allowed to hold her out?
Have they ever bought you food?
Ayo, Nisha, come.
Have they ever bought you food?
Nisha's bought me drinks before.
You see your homegirls, have they ever bought you food?
Wait, relax.
I can actually agree.
All my homegirls, yeah.
Have they bought you food?
All my homegirls have bought me stuff. Yeah, maybe 1-2's bought me food.
How many years?
Bro, most of my close girlfriends, we've been friends for more than 10 years, bro. We go deep. Like, I can go to their house and chill. They cook man food and them things there. So that's what I'm trying to see. Like, that my relationship with them's different.
How deep do you go?
Huh?
How deep do you go?
What do you mean, how deep do I go? I would never look at any of my girlfriends like that, my homies.
Shut up, man.
You're mad.
Shut up, man.
I've got self-respect.
Bro, if they set on you, you're having it, fam.
No.
Shut up, man.
Essentially, what you're trying to say is, yeah. What are you trying to say?
I'm confused. Because you're buying your HD's food.
You started talking about buying rounds, back-to-back pools, and all that.
You man were asking me stuff, and I was breaking it down.
But what do you break down? I'm confused. What are you trying to say?
Okay, let's take it to the granddad thing.
No, forget all of that. Let's talk about the dating thing.
It's the dating thing.
Bro, you let me speak.
Go on, land.
I wasn't going to go back and explain my granddad meeting my nan and whatever. But I was going to say the reason I took it to the granddad situation because I said 40 years ago, yeah.
What did he say?
Before he did.
What did he say?
I said 40 years ago, the reason I brought up the granddad thing, because I was saying 40 years ago, you didn't have to have materialistic things, right? That was the first thing I was
saying. But like, even that's kind of
let me speak. That was the first thing I said. I said the second thing, you man were getting onto me for buying bottles, and I explained to you why I buy bottles, because it's cheaper than fucking spending 15, 16 pounds every time to have one fucking drink.
Yeah, but you're giving
that drink.
You bought a bottle and you started giving it to women.
Something else. Then you might started talking about buying girls food, and that's got nothing to do with me. But I'm telling you, I'll just call you on your contradiction again.
You said you buy a bottle because it's cheaper than buying drinks. Right?
I don't hand out bottles to girls all the time. You might have gone on like a walk around every minute.
I've gone out with you. Let's
get back to the materialistic stuff. I don't. Nowadays, whatever, yeah. Bro, there was times back in the day, we never had materialistic shit. Thank you. Just gotta have the sauce.
That's
real.
What I'm trying to say.
You know what I mean?
No, even till now, you can still do it, bro.
What are you talking about?
This is always.
You said, I don't agree with E-Man when he said that you don't need to have money to draw things. Bro, you don't need money.
You don't need money, bro. What are you talking about? You don't
need money to draw things.
I was piss poor, belly rumbling. I was still moving to Gal. What are you talking about, bro?
Thank you.
Nah, but let's
be Years ago, could you do it in this society now? This society, you can still do it. You can't.
The only down, the only thing game. About it is that you might have to take them out at least once or twice, innit?
Because obviously we're grown, innit? Yeah,
listen, at the age we're at now, when we were younger,
you didn't need money. All you needed to do was a free yard of the park.
When you're 15?
I've had mad situations.
Yeah, but when you're 15...
You might not want to go down there.
No, but I'm saying, the generation now, 15-year-olds are having to break bread.
No.
Bro, are you mad?
Nah.
Bro, see my niece, yeah?
Now, what she tells me about
people in her school and what they, bro. You see, non-uniform day.
Yeah.
It's not the non-uniform day that we remember, you know.
The young lot, they're different.
There's a lot of young parents now.
You know how they get.
There's a lot of young parents.
Yeah. Say nothing.
There's a lot of young parents.
I don't endorse that.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I lost my train of thought. What was I gonna say? Anyways, like, listen. Even the way we're going on about, like, back in the day, because we're talking about when we were young. Let's keep it to as, like, young adults and adults, yeah? Even back then, in the 70s, 60s, 80s, yeah? It's the materialism was different. You still needed...
Yeah,
because... You still needed... Let me change...
Fucking hell, bro.
I don't know what he's got going on.
Off the powder in the '80s.
They were a couple gear in the toilet.
but let's be honest. Let's be honest.
If you could dance in the '80s, you was the man.
Push me to the limit.
Yeah, you know that. There's two points.
Let him land.
I'll say these 2 points so you can go. Yeah, there's 2 points we're ignoring. Yeah. When we're saying you can be broke and not have money or like, let me say money, let's like say status, these, whatever you want to say, yeah? You're dating a certain caliber of women. Like, let's be very honest, yeah? You're not getting without a little bit of something. Like, let's be honest. Two, yeah? The way we're talking, like, back in the day, that you didn't need no money to pattern things, that's cap. You still need it. There it is. I'm not talking about when we're kids, yeah? Talking about as adults, 70s, 80s, 50s, whatever, yeah, you still needed a bit of status, you need to be doing something for yourself to be patterning. Bro, if we're going back all the way, if we're going back all the way in human history, yeah, no, it will be, yeah, cool. I want to marry your daughter, yeah, hypothetically.
How many fucking lambs do you have?
Exactly.
How many chickens?
What have you got, bro? What have you got for my daughter, fam? Yeah, you want my daughter, I need 3 fucking pigs, 5 lambs, and you need fucking 5 acres, bro.
So they're selling the daughter. That's what it is.
That's what it was. It's the same thing we're talking about now. It's just different, bro. You still need shit.
Your daughter for 3 cows.
Exactly, bro.
3 cows and 2 pigs and 1 lamb.
Adults. I'm not talking about kids. Kids is whatever,
bro. Kids, whatever.
Come here, man. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
But that's not majority. His team was...
No, I don't agree with him, though. I'm saying, yeah.
And wait. Sorry to cut you. Is the environment that you're in. So if you're going to meet like a black queen in the library and all that, you get me? It's different, isn't it? Obviously, you're meeting these girls at the clubs Thank and all you, that. You know point. What's going to happen, bro.
AG, you've been taping it.
Know what I mean?
Nah.
Fuck off, bro. Yes, you have.
Nah, but I don't taste. This is what I'm trying to
say. Like, this is what I'm trying to say. Like, this whole most black girls. No, it's not most black girls. It's the ones that you know of.
That's a minority.
And that's the one that you know of. The minority that you know of. Trust me, there's a lot of black girls that you wouldn't go for because they just look like the type of girls that you just wouldn't entertain. And they're the ones that are not high maintenance.
All right, cool.
Unfortunately. But they might be high. But the ones that you might not go for might be the ones that are that got the money. Can they just don't look high maintenance.
All right, here
you can look the part and have nothing. Or you can look humble and
have to disagree.
You know what I'm trying to say? It depends on what you go for, and your track record with girls that are black are being shit anyways.
He's not buying them food, man.
They're being shit, though.
He's not buying the food, bro. That's why, bro.
Yes or no? Your track record of black girls that you go for have been shit.
They're just crazy.
Exactly. No, because they are being shit, though.
Because they just want
to... They don't bring nothing to the table for him. He's the one that always having to provide. They don't provide him with nothing but stress.
G, can I ask you a question? Yes or no? Can I ask you a question before we wrap this up?
All right, then.
Nah, G, can I ask you...
My point exactly. This guy talking about most black girls, because the black girl you go for is shit anyway.
G, can I ask you a question, yeah?
Come on.
You're gonna get a brick thrown out my window today.
G, I'm gonna ask you two questions before we move on, yeah?
Mm.
Definitely need to move on ASAP, go
ahead. Cool. Number one, yeah.
Yeah.
Say you meet a black girl, specifically mm-hmm. black girl, yeah?
Yeah.
And you want to take her on a date, what are you doing?
So if I meet a black girl and I want to take her out.
Yeah, you want to take like first date vibes, innit? What are you doing?
Activity.
No, but what? Like, break it down. What exactly are you doing? Where are you going? You picking her up?
Cool.
You're picking her up, or
Yeah, I'll drive.
So you're picking her up in a Jag, yeah?
Oh, stop saying that, bro.
What do you mean? You drive a Jag, bro?
You do drive a Jag.
Yeah, you're moving, man. You might be baiting up this thing, but go on.
I drive a Fox, of course, sir.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Say that. Yeah.
So we've established you're picking her up. Cool.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
To our activity.
Where?
I'll ask her, what type of things are you into? She says bowling, top golf, junkyard golf, all of these things, the skate room. Whatever you feels the best, I'll go for that.
Okay, and to say if her activity requires her going to a five-star spa.
What, on the first date? Mm. That's insane.
That's a bit of a reach.
That's a bit mad.
No, some girls might not want to go to a spa.
I wouldn't accept a spa as a first date.
I can't lie. I'll be honest. She pays for herself. Fuck it.
But if you know I don't that really, you're getting somewhere.
Me personally, I'm not paying for it. I don't like cinema and I don't like eating as a first date. I don't think it's a good thing. But you see, off the day, I'll be real. When I start dating a girl or I want to link a girl, my go-to now is a brunch.
You take her to a party?
I take her to a brunch.
So you can buy a bowl?
No, you don't buy bowls in brunches, do you,
can.
Bro?
You can still.
I've never bought a bowl in a brunch. But I would go to a brunch because it's drinking, it's more
alcohol. So you're spending money.
Cut you quick,
how?
Yeah.
It's fucking £50.
But you're spending money on brunch.
Why do you... Why
it's
don't,
£50. Listen, everything can
listen, work. Let me break this down quick, yeah? Why don't you just go for a girl that really likes you for you, blood?
I hear that. All this bullshit, bro.
I'm not even indirected to you. I'm just saying, innit? Just like a girl that likes you for you, bro.
You man are going on like I'm buying
bro,
bowls
Bro, I'm not
for
talking about
girls.
You, bro. Let me land. Bro, just like a girl. Bad. I'm just saying in general, innit? Like a girl that likes you, innit? Likes you for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's bare women that don't like materialistic shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
just
you.
Like a woman that likes you, innit? She's
you.
Onto you, she's this onto you. Bro. Trust me, will be your, trust
your,
me.
Your source will be enough for her.
Exactly.
Anything, don't need anything money, after bro. That, it's down to you two.
Exactly.
And it's a mutual agreement. Now, like I said, you wouldn't necessarily go out with a bum that ain't got no money or got a job. Because at the end of the day, if you're working and she's not working, you'll be thinking, wait, how come I'm trying to improve myself career-wise and you're not doing that? You won't go for that because...
Mm.
Social-wise, financial-wise, it doesn't make sense. But if you got a girl that works, but she's just humble with what she does with her money, that she don't really go out, she don't actually might get her hair done, but that's all she does. She's still high maintenance, but she just knows how to spend her money on what she wants to go on.
Don't get me wrong. Couple men will go out with like a bummy girl, like they'll uplift her, ain't it?
Make her sort of like you just said, you uplift.
uplift, yeah.
Yeah,
no, no, you say would save, uplift. Bro. Uplift.
That's what
bro.
You're saying.
Uplift. Come no, because uplift. Uplifting means that she's actually
trying to motivate.
She's doing something with the support that you're motivation. Bro. She's not just sitting there saying, "Oh, I'm not gonna do nothing." She's actually. Working,
I can't lie. You see,
them,
you see, you see me. Yeah, I'm not saying the girl needs to be rich, but like I look at that like, a girl that's kind of what's the right way to put this? Yeah,
manipulating.
Nah. Like, I don't like lazy girls.
No one does.
That's what
no
I just said.
Does, nah, but like, bro, when I hear like, when I hear uplift, yeah, when I hear uplift, yeah, in my head, I'm thinking like a girl that can't be asked to go out and actually
no,
get
no, okay, his uplift might be
well,
a girl
but
that
in general,
wants to get a better job.
Wait.
And
in
you're
general,
guiding her into the pathway to get a better job. Not to say that she's just doing nothing. She's not unemployed.
And in general, if
what's wrong with that?
Hold on. In general, anyway, when you're in a relationship, you got to uplift each other anyway, regardless.
I agree.
Facts.
So what
are we
saying?
So, I agree with what you're saying. The way I heard it was just like a girl that's not on doing shit.
Yeah, unemployed.
You know what I'm saying? Not even unemployed,
yeah, but
unemployed
is a bum.
I'm not even saying unemployed, but we've all
met. Unemployed is a bum.
I'm not saying unemployed.
Unless you've got certain circumstances like.
But I'm not saying unemployed. Yeah. I'm saying like, we've all like spoken to a girl, yeah, that might have a job, but like every time you chat to her, oh, like. Like to me, yeah, like I just look at you like you're lazy, like you can't be asked to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like to me, I can't deal with girls like that because it just annoys me. Like, oh, I'm not like that, so why are you like that? You know what I'm saying?
Everyone's
like,
different, though,
isn't it? Yeah, true.
And you go for what you go for.
Yeah,
that
like,
whole
like
point.
You said,
so to sum it up,
everyone is different.
To sum it up, with the title, are most black girls materialistic?
No.
What is your verdict?
No,
it's not, man. It's not.
DK.
Man.
No.
Don't disrespect the system.
We agree
like that,
to disagree.
No.
And G,
we this agree to disagree.
No, say yes or no.
We agree to disagree.
Yeah, say yes or no.
We agree to
this
disagree.
This guy got a German
black
whip,
bro. That you know, materialistic. Yes or no?
We agree to disagree.
Is that a yes or no?
That's the answer I'm giving you. We agree to disagree.
This guy's insane, man. They're going to cook
no,
ask, you, lad. Them
ask him the question again. Say G-man. Ask him the question again.
G-man, as a final question, directed to you, are most black girls materialistic? Yes or no?
We agree to disagree.
Simpson over there. But there you go. That's the man of link up.
It's good G's mixed race, man.
Fuck off.
But look, that's the man of link up show. You don't know. Kizzle, DK.
I don't know if this was part G-man. Two or three or whatever, but it was like...
NGU, one life.
Don't know. Stay tuned for more.